Welcome, my children, to the CA Reading Society podcast.
For October. Yay! We're going to pretend that we did a really awesome September podcast, and you're going to pretend it was really cool, right, guys?
Absolutely.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
We had some computer troubles, guys, so there's not going to be a September one unless we have obscene amounts of time sometime in, like, I don't know, December?
Next year?
Ha. Yeah.
Probably not. So pretend
not
it was awesome,
happen.
Guys.
It really was awesome. You guys just didn't get to hear it.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. But we need to stay on topic because we have 10 minutes today. We're going to be awesome and succinct, I believe is the word that Mr. Batman used.
So, first topic is cheesy Halloween buffs.
Yay.
And I believe, is Theo starting?
I don't know.
We forgot to introduce ourselves. Who the heck are you people? Gosh.
The other people in my head, duh. Alright, so I'm Zio.
I am Pirate the Magnificent.
Oh, please.
I'm Silence, which is what both of you are going to be.
What?
But who's going to talk about the first book?
Would you like to talk about the first book?
You can sign it to me, and then I'll talk.
Yeah, because I totally know sign language, absolutely.
Zio has a lovely hand motion to signal sign language. I think she's part Italian or something.
I am.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's a shame this isn't a YouTube video, so you guys can see my lovely
all
hand
right.
motions.
On topic, Zio. 10 minutes.
Oh, I'm
counting down in my head. You see if I am not. So, the first subtopic in our topic is scary stories to tell in the dark. Who read these when they were in elementary school? Zio is raising her hand.
Was that a series?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh.
Oh, Zio can't talk. I think we should let her.
No. You're not supposed to be talking either.
What?
I don't know why I'm letting you.
I'm talking.
But anyway, I don't know. Theo, you may speak.
Yes!
For approximately 1 minute.
Okay.
Out of
counting.
The 10. 60.
Total.
9.
Okay.
8.
So, seven. We're talking about scary stories to tell in the dark, right?
Aye, aye, Kevin.
That is actually, it's actually a series. So there's scary stories to tell in the dark. There are more scary stories to tell in the dark. And then there's, I think it's scarier stories to tell in the dark?
Wow, my mind
is
blue.
Something like that. It's basically a collection of short stories. They're usually 1 to 2 pages long of stories that are honestly kind of creepy.
And you read them in elementary school?
Yeah, I did.
Isn't it like a primary elementary school target?
Yes, it's very much a lower level thing. It's
like,
short.
Is that like Coraline, which is like the
no,
Coraline.
Coraline should be aimed towards adults.
No. Okay, hold on the Coraline. We're saving that for next episode.
Okay. So, but there's some fun stories in there. There's the story of a man who pushes his wife into the sausage grinder.
Oh, lovely.
Oh,
and
that's silly stories for silly, scary October.
Yeah, and then he serves her, and people
delicious.
Are like, this is the best food we've ever had. And so he starts stealing all the fat kids in town and turns them into sausage, too, until they run out.
Wait, we read something like that or something in the middle
we
school?
Probably
we
did.
Like this unit of we read all these like different like scary stories
what?
And stuff, and I would get like really freaked out.
There's probably.
So, moving on.
does anyone remember that? Just me.
Just you.
Review.
Just
tell
you.
Me. Just you.
There was this really one of my favorites was the story about this guy who's up in like Alaska and he has an Indian guide and the Indian guide the whole time is like terrified out of his mind and he doesn't know why.
Mm-hmm.
And so one time he looks out and the Indian guy is like walking away and he can hear somebody calling the Indian guy's voice in the wind. And then the Indian guy starts running and he tries to chase after him, but he can't find him. And so the next day he goes out and he can see the footprints in the snow and the footprints get faster and faster and faster. Like you can see like the distance and they start to actually have like ashes in them. Until he finds, like, the last footprint is, like, totally melted away, and you find out that the guy was actually being burned alive as he ran.
Ooh,
until he turned into ash, and then the Indian guy, like, 2 weeks later walks into, like, walks into, like, home base, you know? And it's just a guy in a coat, but he's all ash.
That's
he no
creepy.
Longer actually exists. It was, like, the coolest story.
I remember some story where, this man kept, he would, like, have a wife, and then he would, like, kill her and, like, take, like, a finger and a lock of hair
oh,
and something.
Oh, that song. That one, that was not song.
We did that in middle school, and there were, like, all these stories, but that one stood out to me. And, like, this one girl, like, goes to be married to him, and, like, I don't know, she, like, runs away after she finds out, and she has, like, 12 brothers or whatever or something like that. And, like, it ended, like, and the brothers did to him what he had done to all those women. And it just ends, and it was, like, oh,
so they cut off all of his fingers? Did they break his fingers before they cut off the fingers?
Don't know.
Moving
really
on.
But anyway, so silly stories, guys. Have fun. Yay. So we're going to talk about van pirates next?
Oh, yes. This is my favorite part of the podcast, is the pirates. So I may have mentioned this during the pirate month of June or at various other times throughout the year, but this is a very fabulous thing. I mentioned it in the cheesy because the scary parts of it aren't really scary. I mean, it's about vampires, essentially. Vampire pirates.
Vampires are terrifying. I mean, like, the way they sparkle, they could totally blind you.
Oh my gosh, you're fired.
Oh my god. Did you ever just want to, like, crunch up a vampire and put them on a cupcake? Like, sprinkles?
Yes! They sparkle?
Yes.
Sorry, that was off topic, which we're not going to do.
Please, that was totally on topic.
Explain
we were talking about vampires.
Vampirates is a silly, scary story in October.
No, cheesy. Cheesy, scary story.
Yes, we're doing cheesy Halloween-y books.
No, silly was Silly September, the podcast that we lost.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry. It was Silly September. It was going to be awesome, but it's not.
Cheesy Halloween books.
Okay, back on topic.
And it's not even just cheesy Halloween, it's cheesy Halloween-y.
Okay, next book.
Yeah, Vampirates is all done now.
Doll bones?
Wait, you didn't even talk about it, though.
Yes, we did.
We talked about it in June, so go visit our other podcasts and leave reviews on all of them.
Hashtag self-promotion.
Oh my gosh, what was that?
I have no idea.
Okay, can we say that Pirate is no longer allowed to use hashtags for anything anymore?
What? Yeah. So Doll Bones. What is Doll Bones?
I don't know.
It was in the Bookmarch Madness last year, and we thought it looked creepy. I believe Mr. Bateman knows what it's about, right, Mr. Bateman?
I don't.
Oh, he doesn't know what it's about either.
So it's just on our list, and nobody has read it.
Read it, and review,
and tell us what you think.
Hashtag review.
Do you guys
see? Pirate. This is your second warning.
Do you guys see the theme here? It was like, you know, review to listen and review. Okay, moving on because we're not getting sidetracked at all.
Of course not.
We're talking about, Goosebumps. I never read these, but, you know, there's like 1,020,000,000 of them.
I've never read them either. Very sorry, Z.
Why are these even on here? I didn't read them either.
Because they are. That's why.
This is still on topic. Yesterday in Theory of Knowledge, we were talking about like children's books that we had read or had been read to us between ages 3 and 10. That was like a trip down memory lane, seeing as no one can remember.
Chicka chicka boom boom.
Exactly.
Where the wild things are.
The Goosebumps came up in it because of how like these are like the, you know, the classic like horror books for kids kind of thing. And so I thought that was interesting.
There is, like, a whole shelf of them at the library.
There's a bajillion of those things, and that's why I mentioned it, because they look creepy-ish, and I remember, oh, hey, I want to read those. And my mom said, no.
When I was a kid, and I'll still listen to it, if I have a certain, like, level of creepiness that I'm willing to go into. If it's past that level, then I'm just like, nope. Okay. I have no regrets about never reading that at all.
You mean like Coraline?
Yes.
Which we're not mentioning, because it's not here. You did not hear that. These are not the droids you were looking for.
We did talk about Coraline, too.
Did
but,
you?
No, in T, okay.
Gotcha.
But,
wait,
so
for 3 to 10-year-olds?
Yeah, it's a children's book.
Scarred for life.
No kidding. Guess who's not sleeping tonight?
My 5th grade teacher gave me that book. Like, she gave everyone, like, a book at the end of the year, and she gave me that book, and I never touched it. I just put it on my bookshelf and never looked at it.
Good choice.
Besides that, I think since none of our cheesy Halloween books are actually ones that we've read besides Vampirates, and we've already discussed those in our June podcast, which you should listen to and review.
Because it's fabby.
We can just talk about, like, maybe...
Scary stories that we read.
Cheesy, scary moments, like, in books that we've read. Not necessarily...
Like the girl who's home alone.
Wait, hold on. Let me finish.
Opens the door.
Let me finish.
Who's there? Oh, because the bad guy's gonna come out and, like, attack you.
That's like if you...
And say, hi, I'm here to scare you.
Nice to meet you. It's like in Ferris Bueller's Day Off, and, you know.
It's like... Alright, carry on, silence.
Anyway, now I forgot what I was saying.
Sorry.
I was thinking of, like, the cheesy, scary, kind of, like, horror movie moments that we've read in books. Not specifically horror books, but, like, the things that we see a lot, like, the 16-year-old, being the hero kind of thing that we've talked about before. And it made me think when C was talking of I think it's a Geico commercial, and it says in horror movies we make bad choices. And it kind of made me think, like, do scary cliches, you know, like the ones that Jesse was talking about, or like, you know, hiding in the closet and then deciding to open the door when you see the foot pass like 2 seconds before you, like, is that because we make bad choices in horror and scary, like, pieces? Or, you know, can you do something else? Can you be a smart, terrified person?
And would it still be a horror story?
Yeah.
Because I think having the stupid protagonist is makes it a horror story, because that's what drives the plot. But it'd be interesting to actually have an intelligent
protagonist. This isn't necessarily a cheesy horror thing, but I read The Naturals by Jennifer Lynn Barnes, which I think she's coming to TBF, and it was, you got this, I don't want to spoil it, but it was like this psychopath killing and like this group of teenagers being recruited for their natural talents, and there was like quotation, you have to read it, it's hard to explain for me, but you get one page like chapters in the psychopath's view, and they were like cold, like calculating things, sort of like this obsession, and it was really interesting because you normally all you get in the books are like, we're all gonna die, quick, run for the door, because obviously we can outrun this giant person with the axe like 2 feet away from us.
Of course you can.
And you know, I'm not saying that the other chapters didn't do that, but like it was just interesting to see like more of an intelligent view on what was happening, even if it was from this perturbed kind of point of view.
From a villain.
Yeah.
Villains are so fun to write about.
They are.
Hey, I suppose we'll have to leave you there.
Because.
Hiding in the closet. Will you open the door?
Don't open the door. Especially if you're the only one home and alone and it's nighttime.
Even if you have a baseball bat, don't open the door.
Yeah, that's just stupid.
But if there's a light.
Go beat baseball bat.
If there's a light, then your house is on fire. Run for it.
Probably should, yeah.
Unless you turn the light on. Okay, so I'm Silence, Sam, Bubba.
I am Pirate. Ahoy there. Except in reverse. So that be...
Aloha.
Yahoa.
And...
Doesn't that still mean hello?
Come...
What?
And come to our website at careadingsociety.webs.com.
And be sure to like our awesome sauce Facebook page. C.A.readingsociety.
And we also have an email if you want to shoot us a quick email, careaders@gmail.com. And leave us a review, because like we said, selfless self-promotion.
Hashtag.
Yeah, shameless, that's what I was looking for. Shameless self-promotion. All right, so I'm Zio signing off.
Bye-bye.
Toodles.